弟兄姊妹们，我们来翻开新约圣经以弗所书第四章。
Well, sisters, let's turn to the New Testament, the book of Ephesians, chapter 4.
我们读以弗所书第四章第二十五节到二十八节。
We'll read verses 25 through 28.
所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体。
Therefore, laying aside falsehood, speak truth each one of you with his neighbor, for we are members of one another.
生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不可给魔鬼留地步。
Be angry, and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not give the devil an opportunity.
从前偷窃的，不要再偷，总要劳力，亲手做正经事，就可有余分给那缺少的人。
He who steals must steal no longer, but rather he must labor, performing with his own hands what is good, so that he will have something to share with one who has need. Let us have another word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you. And for your beloved Son, who has opened for us a new and living way and has given us his name.
愿你借着圣灵保惠师再次向我们说话。
And through the Holy Spirit, you are speaking to us today.
你的话就是灵，就是生命。
And your word is life, and it is light.
但愿你借着你的话，再次在我们灵的深处说话。
And that may you speak your word into the depths of our hearts.
我们都在你面前静听。
And we are all listening attentively before you.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. 以弗所书呢，一面来讲，它是一个非常高的一卷书。
Ephesians, on one hand, is considered a very high book.
它说到神在创世以前所定的神的永远的旨意。
That the Lord in before creation, He has established His will.
就是在时候满足的时候，他要使天上地上一切所有的都在他儿子里面同归于一。
Which is to say that when the time is right, everything in heaven and earth will be summed up in our Lord Jesus.
那为着这个对神永远的旨意呢，神赐给他的爱子一个教会。
And for this eternal purpose, he gave to his son, a church.
他要借着教会使天上地上一切所有的，都能够明白这个能够明白的历史的得知呢神的百般的智慧。
So he wants the through the church that all heaven and earth would understand his kind intention.
他说呢，这就是神在万事以前，在耶稣基督里面所定的永远的旨意。
And this is his eternal purpose that he established through the Lord Jesus.
所以呢，教会呢是成就神永远旨意的器皿。
So the church is this vessel through which he will accomplish his eternal will.
如果神有一天要在耶稣基督里面使天上地上一切所有的同归于一的话，
If the Lord want all things in heaven and earth to be united under Christ,
教会呢必须预备好他的肢体。
Then the Christ, the church must prepare his body.
首先呢，教会必须要合一。
First, the church must be united.
借着一信一喜。一神啊，这许多的七个一呢，让我们站在合一的地位上。
Through one faith, one baptism, and the seven other ones, the church must be united together.
那么唯有教会合一，才有一天神在基督里面是天下地下一切所有的合为一。
And only when the church is firmly united, would everything else in the could everything else in the world be united under.
他不但要我们在地位上合一。
Not only does he want us to be united here on earth,
还要让我们在认识主耶稣基督上，在一切真道上能够合而为一。
But he also wants us, in our knowledge of the Lord, also to be one.
一切关于神的旨意，一切关于神要做的计划，教会有一个合一的看见。
That all that the Lord wants to do, all that the Lord says, that the church should have one vision.
为了要成就这个旨意呢，教会必须预备他自己。
And in order to accomplish this purpose, the church must prepare itself.
教会必须要长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
The church must grow up, into the full maturity as the Lord Jesus. Only when Christ's body is fully matured can we enter into his purpose. And how can the church grow? We must first be filled with his life.
必须呢,教会里面的每一位成员在里面一同做肢体的呢,都能够长大。
That every member of his body must grow together.
我们长大了,说到什么呢?
And what does this growing up mean?
我们长大就是说到我们天天呢,能够经历,一面我们脱去旧人,一面穿上新人。
What it means is that every day we need to put off our old self and put on the new.
一天又过一天了,把旧造脱去。
Day after day, we are putting off the old creation.
一天比一天,我们更像我们的主,我们穿上那个新造的人。
And day after day, we must be like our Lord and putting on this new self.
他说呢,这个新人呢,是照着神的形象造的, and 有真理的仁义和圣礼。
But this new man is in the image of the Lord, wrapped in truth.
真理的仁义和圣洁啊。那么所以呢,在第二十五节的他说,他说所以啊。
So in verse 25, it says, therefore.
他就所以呢,就把我们前面的所讲的,那个以前交通的连下来啊,连到底下,他要告诉我们。So
all of these things that he talked about before in the book of Ephesians, he's this new section is continuing.
我想我们都知道我们要脱去旧人,我们要穿上新人。
We all know that we have to put off our old self and put on the new.
唯有新人在我们每一天比一天长大,我们才能够真正长大成人,没有基督长成的身量。
So day after day, we have to grow in the Lord to be more like Him.
但是什么叫做脱去旧人,什么叫做穿上新人呢?
So what does it mean to put off the old self and put on the new?
有的时候呢,似乎是有点抽象。
To some, it might sound abstract. But it is something that all of us can experience in our everyday lives.
所以呢,从第25节开始呢,一直到第6章的第9节,他用许多的例子来告诉我们,我们怎么样脱去旧人,我们怎么样穿上新人。
So in Ephesians, from chapter 4, verse 25 through chapter 6, verse 9, gives us various examples of how to put off the old self and put on the new.
这里说到穿上新人呢,
when it says here to put on the new man,
不单是呢,
it's not just living out the Lord's image.
什么样的人呢, 是一个, 在活在新人里面的人, 新造的里面的人。
What it means is to live in this new creation.
借着这底下所举的许多的例子里头啊,
and so, in the following many examples,
他看见呢,在这个新人里头啊, 我们应该有什么样的一个性格, 是能够承受神的永远旨意的。
So, it gives us examples of the character that we can exemplify this new life.
Inherit the eternal purpose of God. 这个我们在生命上成长, 不但是我们这个人在神面前需要成长,在神面前站立得住。
So, not only do we have to grow up to be able to stand firm,
我们的成长是关乎神的永远的旨意的成就的。
Our growing is to accomplish the Lord's eternal purpose.
我们呢, 唯有教会长大成人,满有基督长成的身量。
And only when the church grows up, and be filled with Christ.
那么神的旨意呢,才能借神永远的旨意的教会能够成就。
And only then would Christ's church be fully built up.
就今天呢,我们就借着只看这四节圣经啊,说到三个方面。
So these four verses gives us three points of view.
那么首先呢,他说呢,我们要 弃绝谎言,个人跟邻舍说实话。
First it says, laying aside falsehood, speak truth each one of you with his neighbor.
这里呢,说到中文翻成弃绝呢,其实原文呢,跟前面的那个脱去是同一个字啊。
So, the Chinese translation says, forsake. Which is the same as the previous verses, put off. So what are we putting off? First thing we're putting off is the falsehood in our lives. Putting away all the false things in our lives. Putting off our old self's falsehoods, and only then can we walk in the truth of the new self.
说谎呢，实在是我们天然人呐，旧造里面的一个本性啊。
So lying is a characteristic of our old self.
我们呢，常常不知觉的，我们就会说一些谎言。
Oftentimes we may not even intend to, and we'll say lies.
那么为什么会说谎呢？
Oh, so why would we lie?
有的时候呢，我们是怕这个付上代价。
We may be afraid of paying a cost.
我们做错的事了，我们在公司里做错的事了，在什么地方做错的事了，我们有些谎言呢，来把它掩盖住。
Maybe we did something wrong at work or wherever, and we say a lie to cover it up.
怕真情显露以后，我们要付上很大的代价。
Because we're afraid that if the truth comes out, then we'd have to pay a great cost.
有的时候我们说谎呢，是为我们得一些不当得的利益。
Or other times we may lie to gain something that we might not get otherwise.
明明不是我做的，但是呢，为了得一些好处，说这是我做的。
You know, maybe I didn't actually do this, but in order to gain the benefit, I would say I did it.
那个就是呢，在我们天然人在旧造里头啊，常常犯的错误。
And so this is a common sin in our old self.
那么像看小孩子啊，那个在天性里头，你不用教的。小孩子他做错事的，他知道父母要处罚了，他第一个说不是我，not me。这说谎非常的自然。So
if we even look at children, you don't even have to teach them. If they know that they did something wrong and the parents come looking, they'll naturally say, you know, it wasn't me.
但是呢，这里呢，他说我们是要穿上新人啊。 这新人呢，他是说是什么样？他是照着神的形象造的。
But we have to put on this new self, and this new self is in the image of the Lord.
24节呢，这节经文呢有不同的翻译啊。In
verse 24, there are different translations.
有些翻译呢，他是说呢，他说到啊，他说呢，有神的。 Righteousness and true holiness.
Some translations will say righteousness and true holiness.
有些人说，有些翻译他说是真实的公义和圣洁。
And others will say in truth, righteousness and holiness.
确实呢，在人世间呢，我们常常也受到公义，受到圣洁啊。
And we often mention righteousness and holiness.
但是呢，常常呢，不很真实。
But often not, we may not mention truth.
唯有在神里头的那个公义和这个圣洁才是真实的哈，是存到永远的。
And only God's righteousness and holiness is true and will endure forever.
但有些翻译呢，他是说呢，他这个公义和圣洁呢，是在真理里头的，and
some translations will show that in the righteousness and holiness will be made manifest in the truth.
其实这三个字呢，在原文都是名词。
In the original language, these three words are all nouns.
它不是用来哪一个字来形容哪一个字。They
don't use one of the words to describe the other two.
所以更准确的翻译呢。So
a more accurate translation.
他说呢，这个新人是照着神的真实公义和圣洁造的。That
this new man is created according to God's truth. Righteousness and holiness.
真实是神的本性，神的属性。
Truth is one of God's characters.
他在说到神一切的其他的属性，人公义，人那个圣洁之前，他先说到神的真实。
And before the author talks about God's righteousness and holiness, he first talks about God's truth.
在约翰一书第五章第二十节的那里说啊。
In 1 John chapter 5 verse 20 it says,
他说呢，我们知道神的儿子已经来到。
We know that the Son of God has already come. And He has given us understanding.
叫我们能够认识那位真实的。
So that we may know him who is true.
我们也在那位真实的里面。
And we are in him who is true.
我们的神的儿子被差遣到世上来。
The Son of God has been sent down to earth.
他来做什么呢？
And what does he come to do?
他来成就神的救恩，他为我们被挂在木头上，为我们死，流了血，赎尽我们的罪。
He has been sent to accomplish Lord's salvation, to die upon the cross and shed his blood to take away our sins.
主来的时候，让我们能够看见父，借着他显出父自己的荣耀。我们看见了，只就好像看见父一样。
And he came so that he can show the Father to us. When we see the Son, we can see what the Father is like.
但是在约翰一书那里第五章那边说啊，他来呢做什么呢？
But in 1 John chapter 5, it says, why did the Lord come?
他说他把智慧赐给我们。
He has come to give us understanding.
他赐给我们智慧做什么呢？
And why did he give us understanding?
他叫我们能够认识那位真实的。
So that we may know him who is true.
哎，我们知道他赐给我们智慧呢，是要我们认识神。
He gave us understanding that we may know the Lord.
没有神赐给我们的智慧呢，我们没办法认识神。
If the Lord didn't give us this understanding, no one would be able to know him.
他说到那里是神的属性，他说到神的哪一个方面呢？
And when he describes the Lord, what character does it use to describe the Lord?
他那里没有说他只要认识神，他是认识那位真实的。
It doesn't say specifically that we may know the Lord God, but it says to know him who is true.
他说到神就是那位真实的。
So when it describes the Lord, it calls him as he who is true.
这个呢，需要神的儿子赐给我们智慧才能够认识。
And this is something that we needed the Son of God to give us understanding for us to know.
多少时候呢，我们被天然人间的虚晃呢所蒙蔽了哈，所以我们看神的时候呢，看不清楚，不认识他。
And oftentimes, in our natural selves, we are or blinded by our own lies, we wouldn't be able to see and know the Lord.
他说呢，你要认识什么呢？要认识神的真实，他是那位真实的。
It tells us here that we need to know him who is true, for he is true.
不但是这样子呢，他说我们也住在那位真实的里面。
And not only that, it says when we are in him who is true.
就是神的儿子耶稣基督里面。
In His Son Jesus Christ.
不但那时候我们要认识父是那位真实的。
Not only do we need to recognize that the Father is He who is true.
我们今天要天天住在主里头。
But today we are to dwell in the Lord Jesus.
住在主的哪里？就住在主的哪一个部分里面呢？
And in what part of the Lord?
还是住在主的真实里面。
To dwell in His truth.
我们呢是一个活在基督里头的人。
For someone who is dwelling in the Lord.
是活在基督的真实里面。
We are dwelling in His truth.
那真实呢是神的属性
，and the truth is a character of God.
真实呢，这是一个新人所要应该活出来的样式。
And so, truth is something that a new man must exhibit.
因为呢，这个新人是照着神他自己造的。
Because this new man is created by the Lord Himself.
所以呢，他说你要弃绝谎言呢。
So it says here we have to lay aside falsehood.
因为呢，要先脱掉一件事情啊。讲到许多的例子之前，先脱掉一件事，把我们虚谎脱下来。
And before giving all these other examples, the first thing we have to do is put off these falsehoods.
因为呢，虚谎呢不是出于撒旦的。
Because falsehood comes from Satan.
那主耶稣对那些质疑他的那些犹太人说。
And he said to Jesus said to the disciples, the Israelites, well.
他说你们呢是你们所做的一些事是出于你们的父撒旦魔鬼、啊、
And he said to them You are of your father the devil
因为呢你父的那个私欲你们偏要去行
And you want to do the desires of your father
那么他从起初就是杀人的
He was a murderer from the beginning
为什么他是杀人的呢
And why was he a murderer
因为他呢不守真理
Because he did not stand in the truth
因为他里头没有真理
And there was no truth in him.
那个他从起初他就是说谎的。
From the beginning, he was a liar.
那么这里说到真理呢，我想就是底下的经文来讲的话呢，可能更说到真理的真实那个一面嘛。因为说到撒旦呢，他呢，他那个没有真实在他里头。
And so when the Bible talks about truth here, he's talking about the reality of.
There's no truth.
That there's no truthfulness in Satan.
因为他说他出于他底下他说呢，他跟那些跟上面相对的，他是说他说谎呢是出于他的自己。
And so he's contrasting between what he said before. That Satan had no truthfulness in him, and no one needed to teach him how to lie.
现在的本性就是虚谎的,
that in him, his natural character was to lie.
所以他说他从起初就是说谎的,
and so from the beginning, he was a liar.
而且呢,
and he's the father of lies.
在那伊甸园里头的时候,
and that was in the Garden of Eden.
那么撒旦呢,来到这个夏娃面前,
and so Satan came before Eve.
就跟夏娃说,
and he said to Eve,
说神岂是真说这个园中树上一切的果树上的果子都不能吃吗?
And so he said to Eve, did the Lord really say that you cannot eat from any tree?
哇,真是个大谎言啊, 神从来没有这么说话。
And this is a big lie, because the Lord never said this.
那么夏娃也知道。
And Eve knew this.
她说呢,神没有这么说。
So she said, no, the Lord did not say this.
神说呢,在园中的所有的树上的果子都可以吃。
And she replied to him that the Lord told us that we can eat from any tree. And only the tree of the knowledge of good and evil should we not eat.
在这里呢,
and here, Eve could not resist Satan's temptation.
撒旦呢,
and Satan used a lie. To tempt her.
他没有,夏娃没有站在神的真实里头。
And Eve did not stand in the Lord's truth.
他底下加上去。
And she added something.
他说不但是不可吃呢, 也不可以摸。
And so she said, not only could we not eat of it, but we can't even touch it.
神从来没有说他不能摸这件事情。
And the Lord never said you couldn't touch it.
而且他说呢, 他说是免得你们死。
He said, lest you die.
神说怎么,神是怎么说的呢?
How did the Lord say this?
神说你吃的日子必定死。
He said, the day you eat of it, you will surely die.
哎呀,夏娃在那里回答的时候呢, 没有完全照神的话,真实的话来回答。
And so when Eve responded, she didn't rest in the truth of the Lord's words.
她把神的话打了折扣。
And so she subtracted from the Lord's word.
就给撒旦开了一个破口。
And so she gave an opportunity to Satan.
那撒旦就说,
so Satan said,
他说的不是这样子的,
he said, that's not true.
那你吃的是不一定死的,
and he said, when you eat of it, you may not die.
因为呢, 神知道你们吃的日子啊, 这眼睛就会明亮啊, 就会有智慧能够像神一样的, 能够知道善恶。
And so he said to her, for the Lord knows that the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like Him, knowing what is good and evil.
夏娃禁不住这样子试探。
And so Eve could not withstand the temptation.
吃了那个果子,
and she ate of the fruit.
把罪带进到人的世界来,
and brought sin into the world.
所以呢,撒旦呢, 他是从起初就是说谎的,
and so Satan from the very beginning was a liar.
一切说谎之人的父,
and he was the father of lies.
所以呢,在这个新造的里头啊,
so in this new creation,
我们呢,首先要学习的一件事情,
the first thing we need to learn
is
to lay aside the falsehood of our old self
穿上神他的真实,
and put on the Lord's truth.
他说呢, 要个人要与邻舍说实话,
it says, speak truth, each one of you.
说实话呢,
so speaking truth is not very easy.
那说实话常常需要很多的学习,
and to speak truth, we may need to learn many lessons.
那不但是说我们所说实话呢,我们要付很大的代价。
And not only may we have to pay a great cost for speaking the truth.
那你说实话你不说还好呢,说实话的话呢,那么很多的这个责难来了,别人的误会来了。
Simply not speaking the truth might be better for us, because sometimes if we speak the truth, we may, you know, suffer a lot of consequences.
特别在工作场合里头啊,很多话,很多时候你都不愿意说实话,你也不敢说实话。
And especially in the workplace, you may not want to, or you may really not want to speak the truth.
所以他说,他说要个人跟邻舍说实话。
It says, speak truth, each one of you, with his neighbor.
那什么是我们的邻舍呢?
And who's our neighbor?
他说呢, 因为我们是互相为肢体。
It says, for we are members of one another.
这边说到邻舍呢, 首先是说到我们弟兄姊妹之间的。
And when it says here, our neighbors, firstly, it speaks of our brothers and sisters.
学习神的真实，活到神的真实里头，首先是要在神的百姓当中，跟肢体之间学习。
And so the first lessons we need to learn when speaking the truth is speaking the truth amongst the brethren.
我想呢，我自己个人的认为呢，这个其实这一段话从25节一直到第六章第九节啊，都是在教会生活里头我们应该有的学习。
And so I think that from chapter 4, verse 25 through chapter 6, verse 9, all of these lessons first must be learned within the church.
我们呢，唯有在教会当中呢，我们还能真实的学习怎么样脱去旧人，怎么样穿上新衣。
And so within the church, we must learn how to put off our old self and put on our new self.
如果我们能够在弟兄姊妹之间，我们都不能说实话，都不能够活出真实的话，我们不要想说我们能够在世上我们敢说实话。
If we can't learn how to speak the truth to each other within the church first, we don't even have to think about trying to speak the truth to the rest of the world.
说实话呢，实在是一个不容易的事情。Speaking
the truth is not easy.
所以呢，前面他说呢，用爱心说诚实话。And
so the Bible tells us, in love, speak truth to one another.
要说实，有些实话呢，这些要一些话要讲之前呢，我们要在神面前好好的想一想啊。And
so before we speak the truth to each other, we must first, take a moment to think.
这句话是该不该说？我们该什么时候说？
Are these words something that we should say to each other, or when is the best time to say it?
我是不是在爱里头来说？
Am I saying these things out of love?
我想呢，我们呢常常说实话呢，别人听不进去。
And we may think that as we say truth to one another, that others may not be willing to receive it.
有时候人听得很刺耳。
And it might prick their ears.
因为呢，我没有在爱里头来讲。
Because we're not speaking to each other in love.
为着我的弟兄，为着我的姊妹的好处。
For the benefit of my brother or sister.
为了教会在这边主面前成长的缘故。
And for the purpose of growing the church.
我必须要说实话。
I have to speak the truth.
但是这实话怎么说呢？
But how to speak the truth?
那么那个常常我学不好。
And oftentimes I can't learn this lesson very well. We may often have to return first to the Lord and pray to Him. And that to have the Lord give us His truth. And give us His love. And to know how to speak to our brothers and sisters the truth in love.
弟兄姊妹妻子之间呢，我们也明白这件事。
Brothers and sisters, amongst ourselves, we may know this thing.
我们知道我们之间要说实话。
We know we have to speak the truth to each other.
那么我们也知道这个实话不容易说。
And we know that this truth is not easy to share.
所以呢，就算是我的弟兄、我的姊妹跟我说实话。
And even though my brother and sister may share the truth with me,
好像说的不合宜，好像伤了我。
But it might not agree with me, and it might wound me.
但是呢，我知道我的弟兄、我姊妹是为了我好。
But if I know that the brother and sister means well for me,
那弟兄在要在爱心当中学习说实话,
and the brother and sister need to learn how to speak the truth in love,
我要学习呢, 在神的恩典当中接受这个实话,
and then I need to to learn how to receive this truth with patience.
那么这件事呢, 也只有在教会里头来学。
And this is something that can only be learned within the church.
我们也知道这肢体之间呢，我们才能够学习神的真实。
Amongst the body, only there can we learn the truth.
这里我想，这里绝对不是说我们在世上就需要虚谎了。
It's not to say that out in the world we can, tell lies.
那么在世上我们更是需要真实。
Out in the world we need truth even more.
但是除非我们这在这个里面，我们这个人是一个真实的人。
But unless we are a truthful person, and we can put on the Lord's truth in ourselves,
我们呢，没有那个智慧，然后在世上活出神真实来。
We will not have the wisdom to live out God's truth in the world.
我想呢，这是第一个方面呢，那个我们在神的这条路上走的时候呢，需要学习。
So this is one lesson that we have to learn as we walk in the path of the Lord.
这是呢, 神也在我们里面所养成一个性格,
and this is a character that the Lord wants to train up in us.
神要把他真实的那个性格塑在我们里头。
The Lord wants to place His truthful character in us.
那有时候我在想啊, 他说, 那当我们每个人都要脱去旧人, 我们要穿上新人的时候,
and so whenever we say we have to put off our old self and put on the new self,
如果这个新人就是照着神的形象造的话,
and if this new self is created in the image of the Lord,
那我们每一个人都应该是一模一样的了,
then all of us should be exactly the same.
但是你发觉我们中间还是很多的不同,
but we may find that amongst all of us we're still very different.
那么在这里所说到的旧人跟新人呢, 跟我们的, 天然人的性情不太一样,
and so the Bible here says old self and new self are natural
temperament or
dispositions are different.
有些人他是说话比较快的, 说话比较慢的,
some people speak faster and some people speak slower.
有些人呢, 他呢, 比较有耐心的, 比较有没有耐心的,
and some people are more patient and others less.
那么,
everyone's personality is different.
那么神也不是在我们在说要把这个人一个性子快的人一脱下以后就变成一个慢的人，或者一个慢的人一脱下就变成一个快的人。
It's not the Lord does not mean to say that when we put on put off our old self and put on the new self, that someone who is naturally quick will suddenly be slow, or someone who's slow will become quicker.
这里呢不是讲到我们的性情或者 personality 或者是 disposition 来讲的。
The Lord here is not talking about our personalities or our dispositions. But He's talking about our spiritual character. And this character should be the same in every Christian, and it is something that every Christian should have. Some people may like to go out.
Hospitality
might be very hospitable, and others like to stay at home.
那么许多地方我们可以不同,
and we may be very different.
但是说到一些属灵上的性格的时候,
but when we're talking about certain spiritual characteristics,
这些性格在我们每个人身上都要学习的,
and these characteristics every one of us needs to learn.
在这些性格里头我们都是一样,
and in these characteristics everyone is the same.
首先的是一个性格就是我们里面的真实啊，一个真实的性格在里头。
And this first character that we need to have is truth.
那么第二件事情呢,
and the second thing,
他说呢, 生气呢, 却不要犯罪,
is be angry and yet do not sin.
中英文翻译得非常好啊, 他说呢, be angry, 你可以生气, 你生气, 没问题,
the English translation is very good. It says, you can be angry. You can be angry.
我们呢, 会生气,
and we will become angry.
那呢, 生气不可以犯罪,
but do not sin.
那么生气呢,
now why will a person get angry?
有的时候呢,
and sometimes we get angry because we did something wrong.
我们做错事了,
we did something wrong and someone has spoken the truth to us.
我们面子挂不住了,
and we can't maintain our composure.
我们里面的受伤了,
and our feelings are hurt.
发脾气啊, 那个气得不得了,
and we'll get angry, very angry.
那么有的时候呢, 是别人犯错了,
sometimes it's because someone else did something wrong.
做错事了, 得罪了我了, 得罪了神了, 得罪了弟兄姊妹了,
someone else did something that sinned against me or the brethren or God.
就是我们是生气,
and so we'll get angry.
这里所说的生气不要犯罪,
it says here be angry but do not sin.
应该不是指的第一个生气来讲,
this should not be speaking of the first example of anger that we mentioned.
因为呢, 如果我们是在血气里头, 因为我们犯了错, 我们认不了错, 我们在发脾气, 我们生气的话,
if we did something wrong and we can't admit that we did it wrong and we're angry,
我们都有这样的经历,
we may all have this experience.
这件事情本身就是个罪,
this in itself is a sin.
这件事情本身在神面前认错的,
this is a sin before the Lord.
不要讲下一步做什么了,
not even speaking of whatever we do after.
如果我们自己做的错, 我们恼羞成怒, 我们发了脾气, 先回到神面前去悔改，还要认罪祷告。
If we did something wrong, and we get angry because we you know can't admit it, we first need to go before the Lord and repent.
但是有些时候呢，我们生气就是我们是对的。
But sometimes we get angry because we are right.
这是应该要生气。
This is when we should be angry.
那么那个这个主呢，在地上的时候，他也生气，对不对？他发怒，圣经没有说神生气，这是说神会发怒。
The Lord Himself got angry.
他在那个在圣殿的时候呢，看见人把圣殿呢，在那里这当做这个买卖牛羊兑换金钱的地方。
When he was in the temple and he saw these merchants, you know, buying and selling, you know, the sacrifices.
他就拿起那个绳子当做鞭子，把他们通通赶出去了。
And he took up a rope and turned it into a whip and, you know, chased everyone out.
说这是我父的那个祷告的殿，你们竟然把它当做买卖的地方，当做贼窝了。
He says, "This is my father's temple. You know, it was a place of prayer, and you turned it into a den of thieves."
把他们全部都赶出去。
And he chased them all out.
那么当保罗听见那个哥林多教会中间有人那个因着娶了继母犯了奸淫的时候
，and when Paul and Corinthians heard someone had married his mother-in-law, stepmother,
那么他也非常生气啊。
He was very angry.
他说呢，你们居然人当中居然有这样的事情发生，在外邦人当中都没有。
He says you've allowed this thing to happen amongst you that doesn't even happen amongst the Gentiles.
你们还自高自大，不把这个人赶出去。
And you guys haven't chased this person out?
我现在奉主的名啊，把这个把他交给撒旦。
In the Lord's name, I'll commit this person to Satan.
要败坏他的肉体。
To break his flesh.
好叫他的灵魂在主耶稣基督可以得救。
That his soul may be saved before the Lord.
在旧约的时候，我们可以常常看见神发怒。
And in the Old Testament, we see many times the Lord become very angry.
当以色列人犯罪得罪神的时候。
And when the Israelites sin against the Lord,
他们那个拜偶像离弃神的时候
and when they worshiped idols and turned away from the Lord,
神发怒
the Lord became very angry.
当神在西乃山上面那个颁布律法给摩西的时候
when the Lord was with Moses on top of Mount Sinai, and he was giving the law to Moses.
那么山下呢，以色列百姓呢就造起金牛犊，在那拜起金牛犊来了。
But at the bottom of the mountain, the Israelites were making a golden calf, and they started worshiping this idol.
神发那烈怒啊！
And the Lord was very angry that day.
跟摩西说了，你容了我把一切事情把他们全部除掉啊！
And the Lord said, you know, if you don't stop me, I will slay all of these people.
啊，那摩西要在神面前哀这个祷告啊，祈求啊，为他的百姓。
And so Moses, you know, prayed and interceded for the Lord's people.
当摩西下山的时候
，and when Moses came down off the mountain,
当他亲眼看见神的百姓在那里那个拜金牛犊的时候
，when he saw for himself the people worshiping the idol,
他山上没看见啊
，on the mountain he didn't see.
他山下一看见
，when he saw firsthand,
他就发烈怒啊
，he became exceedingly angry.
他是那个 burn with anger.
The Bible says he burned with anger.
怒火中烧啊，发烈怒啊
！He was so very angry.
他把那个石板呢从身上摔下去。
So he took these stone tablets and threw them.
他叫那些到他面前来的利未人呢，说拿起刀来杀你的弟兄。
And he told the Levites, "Take up your swords and kill all these people."
一天呢杀了三千。
And in one day they killed 3,000.
因为他知道这件事情呢是何等惹动神的愤怒。
Because he knew that this thing truly stirred up the Lord's anger.
所以呢。当神为了神的缘故呢，我们呢生气，我们发怒是应当的。
So for the Lord's sake, we can get angry, and that's natural and correct.
但是呢，他说了，生气，但是不要犯罪。
But the Bible here says, "Be angry, yet do not sin."
我想我们很多时候呢，我们要处在这生命帐篷里头的时候
，when the Lord is with us, many times.
那么，当我们做错事，我们犯罪的时候，我们里面会有感觉，所以呢发脾气，但是知道里面的是错事。
When we sin, we may know that we've sinned, and we may still feel angry within ourselves.
但是有的时候呢，我们很多时候我们发气、生气，生的理直气壮。
Sometimes when we get angry,
因为我知道我是对的，我的弟兄错。
We may feel self-righteous because we know that you know, what I did was right and my brother was wrong.
但是呢,这时候生气呢, 要小心啊,
and in this kind of anger,
生气呢,
you have to be careful.
有一个界限,
there's a limit or a line.
不可以犯罪,
that you should not sin.
摩西呢,
and so Moses is a good example.
那么摩西呢, 当他的百姓呢, 到旷野的时候,
when the people were in the wilderness,
在米利巴水那个地方啊,
by the waters of Meribah.
那么以色列人呢, 又在发怨言啊, 说没有水喝, 没有东西吃, 这地方不好种树。
They complain and they say, you know, there's no food, there's no water, we can't plant things here.
那么摩西呢, 在他们面前俯伏呢, 那么神就向他们说话了。
And so Moses bowed before the Lord and the Lord spoke to him.
那么说跟摩西说呢, 你跟你哥哥亚伦, 把那个从前的那个击打磐石那个杖带去拿去到百姓那边去。
And so he said to Moses, you and your brother Aaron, take the staff that was used before to strike the rock and bring it before the people.
这样你吩咐磐石，磐石就会流出水来。
And speak to the rock, and the rock will, you know, water will flow from the rock.
我在读这段话的时候在想啊。 那如果神只是要他去吩咐的话, 为什么拿杖去?
And so Moses, you know, might have thought, if he wants me to speak to the rock, why do I need to take the staff?
当然杖说到权柄, 代表神的权柄啊。
But the staff, of course, represented, you know, God's authority.
但是多少时候呢, 这也是对摩西也是个试验啊。
And so this was a test for Moses as well.
那么摩西到那边去呢, 就跟百姓说呢, 你们这些悖逆的人啊, 是我吩咐的磐石, 这个, 叫流出水来给你喝嘛。
And so Moses went before the people and said, listen now, you rebels, shall we, you know, shall I speak to this rock and have water flow for you?
他就拿杖击打了磐石两下, 磐石流出水来。
And so Moses, you know, took the rod and struck the rock twice, and water flowed from it.
神对摩西说,
but the Lord said to Moses,
因为你不信我,
because you have not believed me,
你又在百姓面前尊我为圣,
to treat me as holy in the
所以,
sight of the sons of Israel.
所以你呢, 不能够带着百姓进迦南地区。
Therefore, you shall not bring this assembly into the land.
这是摩西一生的盼望，要带他的百姓进迦南。
And this was Moses' hope for his entire life, to lead the people of Israel into the promised land.
他做了这件错事, 神不许他进迦南。
Because he did this wrong thing, the Lord forbid him from entering into Canaan.
在诗篇106篇啊, 那里啊, 对这件事情有更深层的那个记载。
In Psalm 106, it records this in a different way.
告诉我们当时到底发生了什么事。
At that time, what really happened?
在那里他说啊, 他说他们在米利巴水啊, 在32节啊, 他们在米利巴水又叫耶和华发怒啊, 甚至摩西也受了亏损。
It says in Psalm 106, verse 32, they also provoked him, the Lord, to wrath at the waters of Meribah, so that it went hard with Moses on their account.
在民数记20章那边没有记载神发怒啊。
In Numbers, it didn't say that the Lord became angry.
那么这边他说了, 神确实发怒了。
It says here that the Lord was provoked to wrath.
摩西, 神发怒, 那么摩西跟着发怒也是很正常的事情,
because the Lord is angry, Moses became angry with him. This is
但是呢,
natural, right?
但是摩西受了亏损。
But Moses made a mistake.
亏损, 32节, 32节,
so it went hard?
What is that? What is the translation?
It doesn't matter. It says, so that it went hard with Moses on their account.
Okay, 那么是因为呢, 他们惹动他的灵啊, 摩西用水呢, 说了急躁的话。
Because they were rebellious against his spirit, he spoke rashly with his lips.
那么在这里呢, 这里他的灵呢, 有不同的翻译啊。
This, his spirit here has different translations.
有些翻译呢, 说这是耶和华的灵。
And some translations say it is God's spirit.
那么呢, 从上下文来看呢, 其他的翻译书可能更准了, 这个灵是摩西的灵。
But if you look at the context, other translations may more accurately translate it as Moses' spirit.
是呢, 摩西的灵被惹动了。
That Moses' spirit was moved.
特别注意啊, 这不是摩西的魂, 他不是他的天然老我被惹动。
Be clear that this is not Moses' spirit, his natural itself being provoked.
那么摩西在那里在发怒的时候呢, 他一定觉得这样发怒是对的，是跟着神，因为神发怒了，所以他发怒是对的。
Moses himself may have thought he was right because the Lord was angry. You know, he himself became angry.
但是呢，他们不知道，不认识他的灵。
But he didn't understand his own spirit. Because his spirit was provoked, he spoke rashly.
那么他呢，做了急躁的事，不该做的事。
And he did something that he shouldn't have done.
很多时候呢，我们也不认识我们的灵哈。
And many times we may not know our own spirit as well.
有一天呢，那个耶稣呢，带着百姓们呢，经过撒玛利亚，要往耶路撒冷去。
And so one day, Jesus was passing by Samaria with his disciples.
那么，因为当地人不接待他们。
And because the people there did not receive him.
雅各约翰这两个雷子啊，就跟主说啊，说主啊。
And so James and John, these two sons of thunder, they said to the Lord.
他说，你们要你要我。 我们呢，吩咐火从天上降下来，像把那烧灭，像以利亚所做的吗？
And they said to the Lord, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?
主说呢，你们的灵，他的中文翻成心啊，这是那灵是如何，你们不晓得。
But the Lord turned and said to them, you do not know what kind of spirit you are of.
人子来不是要灭人的性命，人子来是要救人的性命。
For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them.
他们的灵是如何，他们不晓得。
They did not understand what kind of spirit they were of.
他们在那个时候呢，他们觉得是为了主发生气，对不对？
And at the time, they might have thought that they were being angry on the Lord's behalf.
他们这样怎么这么做，这么不尊重我们的主？
How could they act in such a way and not respect our Lord?
他们在灵里头发怒。
And so they were angry in their spirit.
多少时候呢，我们呢生气哈，那我特别是我们是对的时候呢，我们就觉得这些事情真的是对的，这应该还要生气的。And
oftentimes you may think, you know, we're right, you know, we should be angry.
但是呢，很多时候呢，我们不知我们的灵如何，我们不晓得。But
we may not understand what kind of spirit we are of.
有人说了一个正常的基督徒啊。
People say that a normal Christian
必须是我们的身体服从在魂的管制底下。
That our body should be under control of the soul.
那么我们的魂呢，必须在服在灵的管制底下。
And the soul should be under the control of the spirit.
我觉得还要再加一点。
I think we have to add another bit to this.
一个正常的基督徒呢，
In a normal Christian,
还是他的灵要在圣灵的管制底下。
That their spirit must be under the control of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们的圣灵，我们的灵不在圣灵的管制底下，
If our spirit is not under the control of the Holy Spirit,
它的里面的情况如何，我们不晓得。
We may not understand what kind of spirit we are in.
我们呢，以为我们发怒是为了神发怒。
We may be angry and we think we are being angry on the Lord's behalf.
但是本来就不应该这样做。
And they shouldn't have done this thing.
但是呢，我们不认识我们自己。
But we do not recognize ourselves.
哎呀，特别在这个时候的时候，是撒旦特别容易来试探我们。
And it is very easy for Satan to tempt us in this.
他说呢，生气了可以啊，但是不可以犯罪。
He says it's okay to be angry, but do not sin.
不可以越过神的界限。
Don't exceed the boundaries set by the Lord.
他说呢，那个不可以含怒到日落。
It says, do not let the sun go down on your anger.
那么他也给我们一个guideline哈，告诉我们呢，如何叫我们呢生气，但是却不犯罪。
And so the Bible gives us a guideline on how to, you know, be angry yet do not sin.
他说身体可以。
It says, you can be angry.
小心不要犯罪。
But be careful not to sin.
不要得罪神。
Don't sin against the Lord.
让我们的灵被调动起来，我们都不晓得。
Be aware that, you know, that your spirit may be provoked and we may not even know it.
同时呢，不要让这个怒气啊，到太阳下山的时候呢，还在生气。
And also, don't let your anger burn to the point where when the sun has gone down, you're still smoldering, still angry.
我想呢，他这里呢，他在说呢，说主在这里所说的呢，他是说我们当我们生气的时候，
so
我们要面对，我们要处理。
What the Lord is telling us here is that when we're angry, we have to face it and deal with it.
然后不是说，因为这句话呢，所以如果早上起来，那个我太太惹我生气了，或者是谁，我先生惹我生气了，还早上吧，会生气一天。
And it's not to say that if, you know, when we wake up and, you know, the husband is provoked by the wife or the wife is upset by the husband, that they can be angry for a whole day. You know, the spouse may, you know, apologize and say, you know, I'm sorry, but, you know, the other spouse may still be mad. And the brothers may have apologized to you, and why are you still angry? And you can't say, oh, the sun is still up. I'm allowed to be angry. And it's not to say that the sun is about to go down and, you know, this brother or sister said something to me that they shouldn't have said. And you look at the watch and be like, oh, I can only be angry for 30 minutes. It's not what is intended here.
但是呢,说当我们发怒的时候, 我们要面对他, 我们要能够, 那个,
it is to say that when we become angry, we have to face it and we have to deal with it.
如果这个时候, 我们需要到神面前去祷告,
if we need to come before the Lord and pray,
就到神面前去祷告,
then go before the Lord and pray.
主啊, 给我恩典, 主啊, 给我怜悯,
I said, you know, we may ask the Lord, please give me mercy or grace.
让我呢,怎么样来面对这件事情,我的弟兄真的是得罪我了。
How can I face this issue? You know, my brother may have truly sinned against me.
哎呀,真的给我智慧,
the Lord, give me wisdom.
让我呢,怎么样来处理这件事情?
Let me know how I can deal with this issue.
让我怎么样跟我的弟兄或者我的姊妹说合宜的话。
Let me know how I can speak truthful words to my brother or sister.
在爱里呢,说诚实话。
That in love I can speak truth to them.
好叫我们这件事情呢,有挽回。
And that this issue can be reconciled.
不能够让他一直气,我们就那个不去面对他。
It is to say that we shouldn't let our anger just go and, you know, not deal with it.
很多时候呢,我们呢,生气呢,固然我们是对的,很多时候我们气,可能也因为跟我们的身体的状况有关系。
And sometimes we may be angry, but it's because of the condition of our body.
有时候我们很累了,那个事情很忙的时候呢,特别容易生气。
When we're tired, because we're very busy, we're very prone to anger.
其实这个时候呢,如果是早上的话呢,去打个盹睡一觉也许好。
If you're like this and it's still day, you know, maybe you should go take a nap.
如果呢,快下山也没关系,去睡一觉。
And if it's getting close to night, you might as well just go to bed.
因为到明天的早上,你身体好了以后,你面对的事情会不一样。
Because when you wake up in the morning, you'll be refreshed and you'll be able to deal with it in a better way.
就是不要让这件事情呢,摆在那里不管。
It is to say, don't let the issue fester and ignore it.
更是需要好好的祷告,求神给我们智慧,让我们就知道怎么样来处理。
We have to pray to the Lord to know how to deal with it wisely.
他说呢,不可,也不可给魔鬼留地步。
And to not give Satan an opportunity.
如果我们摆在那里不管的话,
if we leave the matter alone,
我们不去面对的,好的话,
and we ignore it and
不在,
refuse to face
不在神面前为这事情祷告的话,
it, if we refuse to pray to the Lord about
你就发觉呢,我们给那个仇敌开了一个破口,
we will find that we have given the enemy an opportunity.
那么神常,魔仇敌呢,常常借这个时候呢,就挑动这弟兄姊妹之间的不和。
The devil will often use these issues to cause division amongst the brethren.
需要神给我们智慧。
We need the Lord to give us wisdom.
让我们在生气的时候,
and when we're angry,
我们知道怎么样来处理,
that we know how to deal with it.
这是说到这个基督徒什么样哪方面的性格呢?
And so this is a character of Christians.
说到呢,我们这个人是需要受管制的。
That we need to be under control.
我们呢,必须要一个受管制的性格。
That we have this character of needing to be controlled.
不能够随意的让我们做事情。
That we shouldn't do things carelessly.
不可以,那个大卫特别说呢,求你拦阻我,不叫我犯任意妄为的罪。
David says, please, you know, constrain me that I may not sin.
Presumptuous.
That I may not commit a presumptuous sin.
Presumptuous, 就是你任意妄为, 你, 你不把自己那个不受约束啊。
Which is to say that you have not allowed yourself to be constrained.
我们呢必须要一个受约束的性格。
You need to have this character of being constrained.
特别呢是在我们发怒生气的这件事情上。
Especially in this instance of being angry.
我们要学习怎么样去接受圣灵的管制。
We need to learn how to be constrained by the Holy Spirit.
怎么样把自己摆在那个是那个神的话语、神的约束底下？
To learn how to put ourselves underneath the Word in the control of the Lord.
好叫我们在神的手中可以成为他的器。
That in the Lord's hands we could be His vessel.
那么第三个方面呢
？And the third item.
他说呢，从前偷窃的不要再偷。
Says he who steals must steal no longer.
那想呢，这是哪一个教会啊？
And we think, you know, what church is this?
这不是老底加教会，也不是这个撒迪教会。
It's not Laodicea or Sardis.
这是以弗所教会。
This is Ephesians, the Ephesus church.
他们中间以前有些小偷啊。
That amongst them there were thieves.
这是没什么稀奇的啊。我们信主之前呢，都是罪人。
It's not really surprising because before we became Christians, we were all sinners.
那个从前偷窃的啊，是小偷啊，偷人家东西。信了主以后呢，改变了，神改变他，认罪悔改了，啊，是神的恩典啊。
You know, before they believed, they might have been a thief, but now that they've repented and come to know the Lord and are saved.
但是信主之后呢
？And after they have become Christian,
他不要再偷了。
They shouldn't steal anymore.
我们过去的那个性格，我们的天然的旧人，要把它脱去啊。
Our old self, we have to, you know, lay it aside, put it.
你不能再去偷人了。
You can't steal from other people anymore.
那个你这个天然的个性，因为有些人偷窃是惯窃啊，习惯他里头有那个试探啊，他想去偷啊。
For some people, you know, stealing might have become a habit, and they have this temptation to go and steal.
他说呢，不可以再偷了。
But the Bible says you must steal no longer.
什么叫做偷呢？
What does it mean to steal?
偷呢，就是把一些不属于你的东西。
To steal is to, you know, to have some things that don't belong to you.
那么没有经过这个物主的许可，就把它占为己有了。
And not going through, you know, the normal process of, you know,
permission of the owner.
You know, without the permission of the owner, you take these things for yourself.
那么这就是偷，对不对？
And that's what it is to steal.
那么人为什么会偷呢？
Why do people steal?
那么因为偷窃呢，常说到一件事情。
Stealing tells us something.
偷窃呢，就是我们好逸恶劳，我们不愿意那个亲手做事情。
That we refuse to be bound by the rules.
与其呢，一天呢工作八个小时，一个小时呢赚个六七块钱那个工资。
Before, you know, maybe you work 8 hours, and every hour you earn $6 or $7.
Minimum wage 啊。
Minimum wage.
那么倒不如呢，我想个办法呢，去把人家偷一偷来，一偷呢，可以过一个月，过几个月，过一年。
And so you think, you know, maybe if I take something, I can, you know, take that money and live for a month or a year.
他说：“那怎么能不偷呢？”
How could you not steal?
那么不偷的一个方法呢，就是你劳力亲手做工。
One way to not steal is to labor, performing with his own hands.
如果去好好的这劳力做工的话呢，你就可以有余可以分给别人。
If you labor and do good with your, do what is good, then you will have something to share with others who have need.
我常常在这想啊，我们其实一个小偷啊。不是一个没有做事能力的人。
Truly, a thief isn't someone who has no ability to work.
It's not someone who has no ability.
Yeah, it's not someone.
你想想看，小偷他要在哪偷东西？他会爬窗子，他要爬门，他还会要找时间，他要算好时间，还得知道你家的东西藏在哪里，对不对？
And so, for a thief to be successful, you know, they have to know how to climb into windows, to open doors. They have to, you know.Plan when the homeowners are home, and they have to know where you keep your stuff too.
还有 GPS 可以用。
Now they can use GPS.
如果这些的那个才能、那个智慧呢，用到工作，哪个工作不能做、啊、
？They took all of this wisdom and planning what into a regular job. What job could they not do?
说到对这个人呢，缺乏一个劳力，缺乏一个殷勤的一个性格。
What they lack is this character of
labor.
So to put off this old self of stealing, they need to put on this new character of laboring.
殷勤呢，其实神的性情一部分。
And laboring is actually part of God's character.
在彼得前书彼得后书第二章第一章那里啊。In
2 Peter chapter 1.
他说呢，我们既脱离了从世上来的败坏呢，我们就与神的性情有份。That
when we put off our old corrupt selves, we may be partakers of His divine nature.
他已经把极又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
He has given us this precious promise.
那么叫我们脱离世上从情欲而的败坏呢，就与神的性情有份。
Having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust, we may become partakers of His divine nature.
什么地方显出神的性情呢？
And so what areas exemplify His divine nature?
正因这个缘故,
and for now, for this very reason,
我们要分外的殷勤,
you have to apply all diligence.
那么有了信心, 要加上德行,
in your faith, supply moral excellence.
有了德行, 要加上知识,
in your moral excellence, knowledge.
有了德行, 要加上德, 有了知识, 要加上德行,
and in your knowledge, self-control.
有了德行, 要加上忍耐,
and in your self-control, perseverance.
有忍耐, 还要加上, 加上这个, 前进,
and in your perseverance, godliness.
前进, 还要加上爱弟兄的心, 还要加上, 爱众人的心,
and in your godliness, brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness,
他说,
love.
如果你们充充足足, 有的这几样的话,
if you apply all diligence to these things,
那么就不会使你们在认识我们主耶稣基督上呢，不至于显懒不结果子了。
They render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们呢要在认识主耶稣基督身上能够结果子。That
we need to bear fruit in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们一天比一天更多的认识他。Not
only do we day after day know more and more about Him.
而且能够把认识主的一些事情活在我们生活当中结出果子来。But
Through the knowledge of Him, we have to bear fruit.
如果要达到这个目标的话,
if we are to reach this goal,
那么呢,
we have to be diligent.
但那里固然是讲的属灵方面的殷勤,
and this is a spiritual diligence.
但是呢，很多时候的殷勤的性格呢，在很多地方显得出来的.
But this diligent character is exemplified in many different areas.
一个在世上那个工作闲懒的人,
someone who is lazy in work,
我想呢，他在属灵世上也是闲懒的,
then they would also be lazy in the spiritual manner.
会叫我们闲懒就不结果子,
and they would cause them to be unfruitful.
一个在世上工作殷勤的人,
someone who is diligent in their work,
不管我们在工作上那个也好,
whether it's in work,
老板交代事情，我们殷勤的把事情做完。
Whatever the boss assigns us, we'll
不要拖，不要推脱哈。
We'll diligently accomplish it. We won't delay it.
我们如果在家里的话，也把家务的料理的好，把孩子们的照顾好，我们殷勤。
At home, we'll do our chores and take care of our children.
这个殷勤的性格在我们里头呢。
This diligent character is within us.
这会影响我们对主对神的追求。
It will impact our pursuit of the Lord.
一个殷勤在把神所交给我们的事情做好的人,
someone who is diligent in the things that the Lord has given to them,
他才有可能在属灵的事上殷勤.
Only then will they be diligent in spiritual matters.
所以呢，他在底下的那个彼得他继续说啊,
so it continues in Peter.
所以呢，他说你要更加的殷勤.
Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent.
好的，摸这里呢，好叫你们的恩蒙恩召和拣选坚定不移。
To make certain about His calling and choosing you.
哎呀，我们说神的呼召、神的拣选，神已经做了，他不会改变的。
And we may say that the Lord's calling and His choosing has already happened. He won't change His mind.
确实，神既然呼召了我们，
it is true the Lord has called us.
他的恩赐和选召是不会改变的。
And His grace will not change.
神拣选了我们，
and He has chosen us.
在他的这神家中有份，这个拣选是不会失去的。
And we have this portion in His family, and we cannot lose his choosing.
那如何让神的工作、神的呼召、神的拣选，在我里面成为真实、成为坚定不移呢？
And in order for the Lord's calling and His choosing to be firm and unshakable within us,
we have
to be even more diligent.
前面是分外的殷勤，是all diligence，这边是all the more diligence，你要更加的殷勤。Before,
in verse 5, it says applying all diligence. Now, in verse 10, it says be all the more diligent.
唯有这样子的殷勤，为我们在主面前的殷勤。And
so that before the Lord, we may be diligent. Not only will we grow in our lives,
那么而且呢，叫我们的神在我们身上的呼召，神的旨意不改变，不落空。
That the Lord's calling and choosing will not change and will not be fruitless or empty.
那么他这节啊，他更说啊，他说就可以有余啊。
It says in Ephesians that they will have something to share with one who has need.
中文这边有余，那个余是方便点点点的。
In Chinese, this having
some surplus, some extra
or surplus.
它不是说你有余的分给人。
It's not that only when you have surplus will you share with others.
它说你就有东西可以分给人。
It says that you will have something to give to others.
不但是说我们在物质上，在世上生活上，我们有东西可以帮助人，可以扶持人。It's
not just, you know, we physically have things that we can give to other people to help them.
如果神要用到我们,
if the Lord wants to use us,
能够叫要借着我们把一些属灵的事情分那个交通给人,
if the Lord wants to use us to give some spiritual benefit to others,
要在灵里头能够帮助人的话,
and to help each other in the spirit.
你们里头必须要有啊,
you have to have something in your spirit.
你里头没有东西怎么帮助人呢?
If you have nothing in your spirit, how can you help others?
不花时间在神面前准备那个主的话，在神面前默想，我们怎么来在那个当有需要的时候来帮助人?
If we have nothing within us and we don't study the Lord's word, how can we help when others have need?
要能够帮助人，要有东西可以给人。
You have to, you know, in order to help someone, you have to have something to give to them. We have to have a diligent character. We have to diligently labor
in order
that to have something within ourselves to share with others. Oftentimes I may think, when we talk about the Lord's eternal purpose, we may speak about it at length.
神的永远旨意实在是我们今天在地上走路的时候唯一的道路。
That His eternal purpose is the only path for us here on earth.
那是我们的这一生所追求的目标。
And is this goal that we pursue our entire lives.
神要借着教会成就他永远的旨意。
That through the church, the Lord wants to accomplish His eternal purpose.
但是呢，我发觉呢，其实基督徒里面的性格呢，跟神的旨意是非常有关系。
But I find that this Christian character is very, you know, important, closely tied to His eternal purpose.
唯有我们里头有那个属神的那个性格,
only when we have His character within us,
有神的那个真实, 有神的那个公义, 有神的那个圣洁,
when we have His truth, His righteousness, His holiness,
那么我们才能够在神的手中能够成为他的器皿。
Only then will we be vessels fit for His use.
我们呢，学习，我们来弃绝谎虚谎，我们活在神的真实里头。
We have to learn to lay aside all falsehood and dwell in His truth. And we need to learn to constrain our anger that we may learn how to be a constrained person and have our spirit be constrained by the Holy Spirit as well.
并且在我们性格里面养成一个殷勤的性格。
And we must train ourselves to be diligent.
我们在做事上殷勤。
Be diligent in the work that we do. And in diligent in the pursuit of the Lord. And only then will we be a useful vessel in the hand of the Lord. And only then will we be able to accomplish His eternal purpose. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to You. That through the Lord Jesus' death and resurrection, you have born us anew.
And
that we have this true and living hope within us.
That our
old selves are already nailed to the cross of the Lord Jesus.
And that
it is no longer I who lives, but the Lord Jesus who lives within us.
May
Jesus, the Lord that lives within us, live out His character, His image. That we would be able to put off our old self
and
put on the new self,
满有神的性情,
full of the Lord's character,
满有神的真实,
full of His truth,
满有神的公义,
His righteousness,
满有神的圣洁,
and His holiness,
好让你的旨意不落空,
that His will may not be empty,
好让你的旨意能够在我们身上能够有通达的路,
and that His will would be a clear path for us.
I
thank the Lord.
We
pray in the Lord's name.
Amen.